God, we thank you this morning, Father God. We thank you as we prepare for our service, Father God, that there you are in the midst, Father God. We thank you for each and everyone here this morning, Father God, and we pray that we don't leave as the same way as we came, Father God. And Father God, we know even though we don't see you, you're working, Father God, and we just thank you, Father God, for all that you do for us, waking us up in the morning, feeding us, clothing us, and keeping us in our right mind, Father God. We pray for the messenger, and we pray for the message this morning. In Jesus' mighty name we pray, and everyone say amen.
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 Holy Spirit this morning, Father God. We thank you for the Holy Spirit because he is our guide. He is the one that comes alongside to help us. And we give you praise and glory in Jesus. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Can all of y'all hear me? I'm having trouble this morning with my device.
We can hear you.
Okay.
We can hear you.
All right. That's all I care about. You can't see me. It's no problem. I just want to make sure you can hear me because we're going to talk about spiritual warfare this morning. And spiritual warfare is something that we need to know about because we need to know how to fight the enemy. And I'm trying to pull up my notes and it's not happening. You know, the devil is really playing havoc this morning. And so when he does that, it says to me that blessings are on the way, y'all. Get ready, get ready. When he does this kind of thing, I know that God is getting ready to bless. And I know that some of us have some things before the throne that we have been waiting on God to do for us. And I'm believing that this is the day. This is the day that the Lord has made, and we will rejoice and be glad in it. God is moving in a powerful way, and the devil doesn't like it. So we're going to just talk a little bit about spiritual warfare this morning. And spiritual warfare is something that we need to know how to do because of this kind of behavior. So it's interesting that this is the subject that God gave me, and this is the behavior of the enemy this morning. So as Christians, we are constantly enduring spiritual battles. We're always in battle. We're in battle this morning. Good example, trying to have service, trying to have praise and worship, and not able to have the kind of smooth operation that I like to see when we're having praise and worship, because the praise and worship is so important. It's an important part of the service. We need to have our hearts and minds prepared, and we do that by praising and worshiping in song so that we get ourselves ready to receive the word. And so, of course, the enemy, some of you all don't know, but the enemy, before he was Satan, he was archangel in heaven, Lucifer, and he was the music minister, and he had all these beautiful instruments on the inside of him. You can find that in Isaiah 14. All these beautiful instruments inside of him, and so when he thought he could be God, of course, that wasn't going to happen. So he and a third of the angels were cast out of heaven. And ever since then, he and those angels that went with him, who became demons, try to keep us from worshiping and praising the Lord. But we're going to do it, and so he's not going to be able to stop us. So we're always enduring spiritual battles. And it's difficult to find peace when we're in the war zone. And we face spiritual battles in our personal lives. And we also deal with spiritual warfare in our minds. So we look at 1 Corinthians 10, verses 3 through 5, that says they all ate the same spiritual food and drank the same spiritual drink, for they drank from the spiritual rock that accompanied them, and that rock was Christ. Nevertheless, God was not pleased with most of them. Their bodies were scattered in the wilderness. There are a few satanic strongholds that can hold us captive that we need to pay attention to. One of the greatest ways to prepare for warfare is with prayer. Prayer is the key to doing spiritual warfare. So we need to prepare for warfare with prayer and with scripture. So we're going to talk about some of the ways that we can practice spiritual warfare God's way. See, we need to learn how to do things God's way. It's not our way. It's not our way, but His way, because His way is always going to cause us to come out all right. Our way is not good. So we talk about, first of all, being strong in God's mighty power. So the enemy tries to attack you when you are at your weakest point. Y'all know that, both physically and emotionally. And this is what the devil attempted to do with Jesus after he had fasted for 40 days. And you can find that in Matthew chapter 4, verses 2 and 3, where it says Jesus had fasted for 40 days and 40 nights, and afterwards he was famished. That means he was hungry, real hungry. And you know, in past years, God allowed me to go through a 40-day fast. And the reason that he did was I needed to understand about what it means to go without, to sacrifice for 40 days, something that we love to do, and that's eating solid food. And so when I went through that, I did that a couple of years just before Easter. And when I went through that, let me tell you what happened to me. And then I'm going to talk about what happened to Jesus when he was doing that 40-day fast. What happened to me is my senses, my natural senses, became sharper. Food is what we need to nourish our bodies. But most of us overeat, and most of us get real sluggish once we eat. We either want to go to sleep or we just get real quiet. And the more we eat, the less we're able to be active. And so without that solid food and only liquids, my senses became sharper. When I smell food, I can really smell it. I can smell it from afar because my sense of smell was sharper. And my sensitivity to spiritual things was sharper. You see, we don't understand that we live in this earthly realm. And so our spiritual senses aren't as sharp as they would be if we were in the spiritual realm. So during that time, that's what happened to me. I'll go no further with that. But Jesus had fasted for 40 days and 40 nights. And after he had done that, he was hungry. Normally, what happened to me was once I got closer and closer to that end of the 40 days, my hunger had ceased to be as strong as it was earlier. Because you see, the temptation, the enemy wanted me to be tempted to break that 40 days. But you see, Jesus came out of that and he was hungry. And so the devil said, the tempter came and said to him, it's what the scripture says, if you indeed you are the Son of God, command these stones to become loaves of bread. So he was playing with his mind. And the enemy targeted Jesus when he was at one of his lowest physical points. If you are constantly nursing your weaknesses, you'll never be able to be free. You see, you got to let those things go. If you are nursing your weaknesses, you'll never be able to be free. And the enemy will try to hold you in his grasp and will keep you in that space as long as he can. So thankfully, God reminds us in Ephesians that we can be strong in God's mighty power and to prepare for spiritual warfare. Ephesians 6:10-11 says, "Finally be strong in the Lord and in the strength of his power. Put on the whole armor of God so that you may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil." If you trust in God's mighty power, there's no attack from the enemy you can't handle. Anything that the enemy tries to come against you with, you'll be able to handle. And then you got to trust in God's word. We're talking about spiritual warfare this morning. We're talking about what we need to do and how to practice the spiritual warfare. So we trust in God's word. Now, exhaustion is a major sign that you're under spiritual attack, especially when it's getting in the way of your spiritual walk. When you feel like your energy is gone, that may be a sign that you're under siege. These types of feeling will keep you from doing the things that God intends for you to do. Isaiah 40:30 says, "Even the youth shall faint and be weary, and young men shall feel exhausted." When we wait on God, it can renew our strength. When we wait on God, he can renew our strength and empower us. And the Bible reminds us that we are protected by God during all the forms of spiritual attack. And then 2 Thessalonians 3:3 says, "But the Lord is faithful, and he will strengthen you and protect you from evil." And when we trust in God's word, we can take on any spiritual battle that comes up. You see, but we've got to have that word go in us. We've got to use that word, speak that word. So then we need to let go of the enemy's distractions. You see, that's one of his strategies, is to distract us, cause us to not pay attention, catch us off guard. That's how he undermines and backstabs. That's the way he is. So the devil will try to attack you when you're at the start of your spiritual journey. The enemy loves to try to destroy your relationship with God and your faith. Following Jesus' attack by the enemy, he started his public ministry, you see. So Satan was trying to get at him because he knew what was coming next as far as Jesus starting his public ministry. And so in Matthew 4:17, it says, "From that time, Jesus began to proclaim, 'Repent, for the kingdom of heaven has come near.'" The devil attacked him knowing that Jesus was getting ready to, as I say, start that public ministry. And this didn't deter Jesus at all. So we should turn to Jesus. For example, when we're on a new spiritual journey, we need to turn to Jesus, because the enemy will try to sabotage you and stop you from expanding the mission of Christ. Don't let the enemy stop you or distract you. 2 Corinthians 10:4-5 says, "The weapons we fight with are not weapons of the world. On the contrary, they have divine power to demolish strongholds. We demolish arguments and every contention that sets itself up against the knowledge of God, and we take captive every thought to make it obedient to Christ." we are blessed with a reminder from God that the spiritual weapons we offer have great power. We're talking about power from power, power from God. And then we need to be on our guard. We have to be on our guard. We have to pay attention. You see, when we don't pay attention, that's when the enemy comes up on our blind side, and then he'll knock the wind out of our sails and put fear in us and distract us. So we have to be on our guard. The enemy will also try to attack you when you're frustrated. Don't get frustrated. And when you're under spiritual attack, the devil will use situations to refresh your mind and bring on that frustration. During these periods, you may feel anxious, agitated, on edge. During these moments, conversation with your loved ones can turn into an explosive argument. You may even feel like you're going through a roller coaster of emotions. You may feel like you're out of character. Don't think it's just in your head, because it's not just in your head. You see, the enemy plays in your mind. He plays in your mind. But you need to know that it's just not in your head. You may feel like you're out of character. That's what we said. But don't think it's just in your head. When you're facing these spiritual attacks, you have to be on guard. 1 Peter 5:8-9 says, be alert and sober-minded. Your enemy, the devil, prowls around like a roaring lion, looking for someone to devour. We need to resist him, standing firm in our faith, because you know that the family of believers throughout the world is undergoing the same kinds of suffering. We are never alone, saints, in what we're going through. We're not the only one. We're not that unique. The devil is not that unique, that he would just, but he knows us as individuals. So the attack comes the way it's going to be most effective in us, but we're not the only ones. So when you're on your guard, you will be alerted when the enemy is lurking around you. So you need to submit yourself to God. Brother James talks about that in James 4:7. It says, submit yourself then to God. Resist the devil, and he will flee from you. One of the best ways to prepare for a spiritual battle is to submit yourself to God. You'll always be protected and never disappointed. We have to know we have this beautiful assurance that when we're facing a spiritual attack, that we can submit ourselves to God. We need to realize that God has all power in his hands and nothing is too difficult for him to do for us. And then we need to focus on the love of God. We need to focus on God's love. The enemy tries to attack us when we're at our weakest, most vulnerable point. Often this occurs when we're alone. Matthew 4:1 says, then Jesus was led up by the Spirit into the wilderness to be tempted by the devil. The enemy can sense when you're alone. He can sense when you're alone, and when we're facing a spiritual battle, it's important to focus on God's love, which is always present in our lives. God's love is always there. Romans 8:37-39 says, no, in all these things, we are more than conquerors through him who loved us. For I am convinced that neither death nor life, nor angels, nor demons, neither the present or nor the future, nor any powers, neither height nor depth, nor anything else in all creation will be able to separate us from the love of God that is in Christ Jesus our Lord. So focus on the love of God. There is no battle that you won't be equipped to face if you focus on the love of God. We're always going to be at war with the enemy, And we must be prepared for spiritual attacks, because they're going to come. The attacks will come, y'all. We need to be prepared. The devil isn't responsible for every bad thing that occurs in our lives, but he plays a role in many of the things that occur in our lives. And if we aren't paying attention, he can really destroy us. He can take, he can take those things and really get us off balance and sometimes get us to stray away from God. So we can't take on spiritual attacks when we can take on spiritual attacks when we trust in Jesus' love and in his protection. We have to remember that. We have to know that nothing is too difficult for God to do for us. That God has all power in his hand. That he is the author and the finisher of our faith. That he causes us to triumph. That he always gives us the victory. That's what we need to remember. So that's what I want to leave with you this morning, is that in spiritual warfare, we need to know what our rights are. We need to know what to do. We need to trust God always. That's the most important thing to do spiritual warfare God's way, is to trust God. We need to trust him. We need to be strong in his mighty power. We need to trust in his word. We need to let go of the enemy's distractions. We need to be on our guard. And we need to submit ourselves to God. And so that's what I have to share with you this morning. And you always want to make sure that if there's anybody with us that doesn't know Jesus Christ as their personal Savior, we want to invite them to invite Jesus Christ into their life. So this morning, we want to invite those of you that are with us that don't know Jesus Christ, that you would allow him to come into your life and be your Lord and Savior this morning. And the word of God tells us if we confess the Lord Jesus with our mouth and believe in our heart that God raised him from the dead, we shall be saved. You can find that in Romans 10, 9 and 10. If you don't believe me, don't want to take my word for it, turn to the book of Romans, chapter 10, verses 9 and 10, and you will find that word. And so we just always ask Jesus, Lord Jesus, come into my life. Come into my heart. Be my Lord and Savior. I know that you died and that you were buried and resurrected on the third day. And I know that you sit at the right hand of the throne of grace this morning, making intercession for me. I want you to be my Lord and Savior. I want you to allow me to become a part of the family of God. And so I thank you and I invite you into my life today. In Jesus' name, amen. If you prayed that prayer wherever you are and whenever you hear this service or view this service, if you will just let us know, you can send us a text at 650-814-6705. You can send us an email at Rev Mary. That's R-E-V as in victory, M-R-Y, at iCloud.com. And we will be happy to respond to you whenever you view this service or hear this message. Please, if you don't know Jesus Christ as your personal Savior, invite him in. He's always willing. you accept us no matter what we've done, no matter where we've been. He's always able and always ready to receive us into the family of God. And so with that said, we're going to conclude the service. I'm going to invite Reverend Orbison to dismiss us. I want you to have a blessed day in the Lord, and we'll see you next time.
Amen. Amen. So we always need to hear about some spiritual warfare, because believe it or not, we may not be over in Ukraine fighting, but we in a war. We in a war right now. As you heard the pastor say, the enemy is roaming, trying to seek who he can devour. He's always trying to seek who he can devour. But that means that he don't have us, but he's trying to get us. So we always got to be aware. And y'all know one of my favorite Bible verses, if you've been around for a while, offenses is going to come. Every time you walk out that door, some type of offense is going to try to come against you. So you always got to be ready, because as soon as you let your guards down, that's when the enemy wants to step in. So yes, spiritual warfare, always, you know, remember that when you out there and that person almost make you cuss them out, or that person make you want to punch them in the nose, because I know I ain't the only one to get those urges. Offenses is going to come. But I got a couple of lessons out of this today, Pastor. I got more than one, especially from that song. When that man said they will shout for a man who turned from black to white. When that song says they shout for that man who moonwalk, but don't shout for the man who created the moon. When I heard that, all I could say was amen. I'm going to find that song and that man, and that's going to be on my list also, because it's so true. I saw Michael Jackson in a concert in Europe, and when he did that moonwalk, I saw people faint. They had to carry people out on the ambulance. They had to carry people out in the ambulance because he moonwalked. And sometimes when you go to the church, you know, people faint from the, but not like they do for Michael Jackson. We need to be like that for God. We need to worship and shout for God, just like when you hear your favorite song, or when that touchdown, or when Steph Curry hit that three-pointer. We need to shout for God the same way. I am so glad that I heard that song this morning. I was like, Lord have mercy, where that one come from? I ain't never heard that one before. So I got a few messages out of this, and I'm sorry Diane left, because I got another message out of this too. While we were having technical difficulties, I looked at Sabrina Hale over there in Chicago, and I looked at Denise over there in Texas, and I'm like, you know what? Forget the technical difficulties, because we got people that we can reach that ain't even near us. Sabrina Gutierrez, I mean, she ain't going to be driving all the way to hear us. She's not, she's in California, but she's not right next door. Even Zedrick in San Francisco may have to catch a couple of buses before he can even join us. So, yes, we may have some technical difficulties in the music, and that's because the enemy don't want Sabrina Hale to hear what the pastor has to say. I'm just keeping it real. That's what it takes. And I know we can be in a building, and I'm going to cut this short, Pastor, but this is what God put on my mind during the interruption of the music and the service. See, yes, we could be in a building, and we can still have Zoom, and we have to buy all that fancy equipment, but God has allowed us to reach out to Sabrina Hale and Denise where they are right now, right now. So I'm very proud of what we're doing, no matter what anybody else say. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Father God, I just thank you this morning, Father God. I thank you for the message on spiritual warfare, Father God, as we always got to be ready for the enemy's attack. We got to be ready for the attack of the wild, Father God. We know, Father God, that he is out to kill, steal, and destroy, Father God. So we just thank you for that message to put us on alert, Father God, to put us in the red, Father God, to keep our minds, Father God, in the right track, Father God, to know that your voice is the one that we want to hear, and the enemy's voice we will not answer, Father God. So we thank you, Father God, for the message. We thank you for the messenger, Father God. And Father God, we pray for those who will listen later, Father God, that will understand the message that went forth today, Father God, that will receive the message that went forth today, God, Father God. Father God, we thank you for each and everyone here, no matter where they at, Father God. If they're in their pajamas, Father God, we thank you, Father God, for them joining us today, Father God. We thank you for this platform that allows people to join us, Father God. We thank you for this platform as I work late at night, Father God, that I can get up, Father God, and still be on time for church. So, Father God, we just thank you. We thank you, Father God, for our food, our clothing, and our health, Father God. And as we go on our week, Father God, we pray there you are in the midst. We pray a hedge of protection over each and everyone here today, Father God, and all the family members represented here today, Father God. We just thank you. We give you praise. We give you honor. And we give you glory in the mighty name of Jesus. And everyone say amen.
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 God bless you. Have a good day.
Amen. All right, there, Sister Denise and Sabrina and her friend, which I'm going to remember that name. I think it's Erica. Good to see you, Erica, and glad you steady joining us. And we pray that you continue. You are always in our prayers. And amen. Thank you. Everybody have a blessed week.
Everybody have a blessed week. Week. See you next
week. All right, Denise. Amen and amen.